447 right now on WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. And they're online at sticksandstuff.com. Every week when we do this, we talk to our guy, Kyle. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just telling myself that I think that winter is actually here. I've been in denial, but this last little dusting of snow, I got like 3 to 4 inches up where I live, so I think it's probably here to stay.
Yeah, winter's probably here to stay, but you are ready for it at your stores.
We're stocked pretty deep as far as salt, sand goes, shovels. I was actually laughing with a couple customers today who came in rolling their eyes because they searched for their ice scraper on their way to work and then threw in the towel and just decided to swing in and buy a new one. But yeah, lots of stuff like that. Heat tapes to keep your water flowing. A lot of electric space heaters and things like that are on sale. Still letting people know that pellets are available. So just stock up on your winter goods while we've got them. And a lot of them are in the sale flyer. So if you need anything like that, now's the time definitely to grab it.
What about that pet friendly salt? Because I know how important that is to those with animals.
Yeah, so we do have a couple different options. We do have some of the pet safe salt, and the biggest thing with the pet safe salt is that it is an alcohol-based salt, so it's easier on their pads and doesn't harm them if they accidentally ingest it. We also have a product in our St. Albans location called a Roadrunner, which is a really good salt alternative. It's completely safe for all kinds of vegetation and also works into colder temperatures than a regular rock salt does. Regular rock salt normally stops working a little after 32 degrees. So if it's a real cold day, you're going to want something that's like an alcohol-based or a calcium chloride-based. But swing in, and we can go over that with you.
All right, so you can do that over at any of the Sticks and Stuff locations. And in St. Albans, you're running a fundraiser.
Yeah, kind of a fun promo we like to do this time of year. We are raffling off a pass load framing nailer, so it just runs on gas and a battery. You don't have to worry about compressors or air hoses. It's a really nice nailer. Normally, they're like a $400 nailer. But if you bring in any non-perishable food item to the St. Albans location, we'll give you a raffle ticket, and you can do that every day if you want. It's one entry per person per day, but we're really just trying to raise as much food for the local food shelves as we can. I know they're struggling this time of year trying to help all of our local communities, so I figured we could do a little something. Someone would be excited for a Christmas gift, and we're going to be doing the drawing for that the day before Christmas, so you can have time to sneak in under the tree, and then we'll pass out the food probably over the next couple weeks after Christmas. So.
And if you bring in a non-perishable food item, you also get entered in a raffle, and you can win a pretty cool prize.
Yeah. So every non-perishable food item you bring in during the day, so you can bring in one each day, you can bring in five each day. We just give you one raffle ticket each day, depending on the number that you bring in, but you can do it every day. So up until the 24th, I think, is when we're going to be doing the drawing.
All right. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff, Swanton Lumber, online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Stay warm, everybody.
All right. There he goes. Right now it's 4:50. Back to the newsroom next on DEV.